passed this bridge, we were received by that Lord Montezuma with about 200 chiefs, all barefooted and dressed in a kind of livery, very rich, according to their customs, and some more so than others. They approached in two processions, near the walls of the street, which is very broad and straight and beautiful, and very uniform from one end to the other, being about two-thirds of a league long, and having on both sides very large houses, both dwelling places and mosques. Montezuma came in the middle of the street with two lords, one on the right side and the other one on the left, one of whom was the same great lord who, as I said, came in that litter to speak with me, and the other was the brother of Montezuma, lord of that city Iztapalapan, whence I had come that day. All were dressed in the same manner, except that Montezuma was shod, and the other lords were barefooted. Each supported him below his arms, and as we approached each other, I descended from my horse. I was about to embrace him, but the two lords in attendance prevented me with their hands, that I might not touch him, and he also made the ceremony of kissing the ground. This done, he ordered his brother, who came with him, to remain with me and take me by the arm, and the other attendant walked a little ahead of us. After he had spoken to me, all the other lords, who formed the two processions, also saluted me one after the other, and then returned to the procession. When I approached to speak to Montezuma, I took off a collar of pearls and glass diamonds that I wore and put it on his neck. And after we had gone through some of the streets, one of his servants came with two collars wrapped in a cloth, which were made of coloured shells. These they esteem very much, and from each of the collars hung 8 golden shrimps, executed with great perfection, and a span long. When he received them, he turned towards me and put them on my neck, and again went on through the streets, as I have already indicated, until we came to a large and handsome house, which he had prepared for our reception. There he took me by the hand, and led me into a spacious room, in front of the court where we had entered, where he made me sit on a very rich platform, which had been ordered to be made for him, and told me to wait there. And then he went away. After a little while, when all the people of my company were distributed to their quarters, he returned with many valuables of gold and silver work, and 5,000 or 6,000 pieces of rich cotton stuffs, woven and embroidered in diverse ways. After he had given them to me, he sat down on another platform, which they immediately prepared near the one I was seated, and being seated, he spoke in the following manner. We have known for a long time, from the chronicles of our forefathers, that neither I nor those who inhabit this country are descendants from the aborigines of it, but from strangers who came to it from distant parts. And we also hold that our race was brought to these parts by a lord whose vassals they all were, and who returned to his native country. After a long time he came back, but it was so long that those who remained here were married with the native women of the country, and had many descendants, and had built towns where they were living. When, therefore, he wished to take them away with him, they would not go, nor still less receive him as their ruler. So he departed. And we have always held that those who descended from him would come to subjugate the country and us as his vassals. And according to the direction from which you say you come, which is where the sun rises, and from what you tell us of your great lord or king who has sent you here, we believe, and hold for certain, that he is our rightful sovereign, especially as you tell us that since many days he has had news of us. Hence you may be sure that we shall obey you, and hold you as the representative of this great lord of whom you speak, and that in this there will be no lack or deception, and throughout the whole country you may command at your will. I speak of what I possess in my dominion, because you will be obeyed and recognized, and all we possess is at your disposal. Since you are in your rightful place and in your own homes, rejoice and rest, free from all the trouble of the journey and wars which you have had, and I am well aware of all that has happened to you between Puntuncan and here, and I know very well that the people of Kempoel and Tascaltecal have told you many evil things respecting me. Do not believe more than you see with your own eyes, especially from those that are my enemies and were my vassals, yet rebelled against me on your coming, as they say, in order to help you. I know they have told you that I have houses with walls of gold, and that the furniture of my halls and other things of my service were also of gold, and that I am, or make myself, a god, and many other things. The houses you have seen are of lime, and stone, and earth. And then he held up his robes, and showing me his body, he said to me, "Look at me, and see that I am flesh and bones, the same as you and everybody, and that I am mortal and tangible." And touching his arms and body with his hands, "Look how they have lied to you. It is indeed true that I have some things of gold which have been left to me by my forefathers. All that I possess, you may have whenever you wish." I shall now go to other houses where I live, but you will be provided here with everything necessary for you and your people, and you shall suffer no annoyance, for you are in your own house and country. I answered to all he said, certifying that which seemed to be suitable, especially in confirming his belief that it was Your Majesty whom they were expecting. After this, he took his leave. And when he had gone, we were well provided with chickens and bread and fruits and other necessities, especially such as were required for the service of our quarters. Thus I passed 6 days well provided with everything necessary, and visited by many of the lords.